Julian Matthews, a Nez Perce tribal member with the group Nimiipuu Protecting the Environment, says dams are harming the tribal treaty rights to fish for salmon in the region.
We didn't give them up and say, well, yeah, but if there's no fish, then we won't have that right. We said that we have that right. We want to make sure that right is enforced by the federal government and our elected officials.
Simpson's proposal has received criticism from some conservation groups that say its pause on litigation in the region lasts for too long. The agriculture industry has also pushed back, saying breaching the dams would harm barging and irrigation. In a joint statement, Oregon and Washington senators said all the region's stakeholders need to be heard before moving forward on this plan. Sammy Matzak, co-founder of the Shoshone-Bannock organization, River Nuwa, hopes this proposal can be a step toward breaching the dams. He says the Shoshone-Bannock tribes have salmon-based cultures, with the fish as the basis of their knowledge systems and spiritual beliefs. The salmon's near extinction is like a psychic wound for the region's indigenous people, Matzak says, and compares the situation to Western philosophy.
When we lose our salmon, it's like losing Aristotle from your memory. And as time goes on, the less and less you're able to talk about Aristotle, the more and more your link to him as a philosopher and the underpinnings of your culture are gone forever.
Rob Crable with the group Defenders of Wildlife points out that Simpson's proposal also includes plans to modernize the region's power grid, including through improved battery storage and energy efficiency.
It would just be a total shame if our region and our political leaders miss the opportunity to advance these big priorities in the upcoming infrastructure bill.
Some groups and tribes in the region are pushing for more negotiations on the proposal so it can be included in the Biden administration's infrastructure plan. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Tessa Kim.